Fundamentals of Accounting and Conceptual Framework. We begin with the accounting universe, which are accounting principles, which lead to accounting standards, which lead to accounting books, like your books, your corporate books, and then financial statements. Accounting principles contain the following. You have the accrual and matching principle, which expenses are recorded in the period in which the benefits are received, regardless of when the cash is actually paid. Then income is recognized when the service or product is provided, and it's not dependent on when the cash is actually received. So that's the accrual and matching principles. Then you have the monetary principle. Only events that can be denoted in monetary value should be recorded in the financial statements. Then you have the periodicity principle, which requires that an entity's life be divided into artificial periods for reporting purposes, such as months, quarters, years, etc. The consistency principle, which mandates the consistent application of accounting policies and principles from one period to the next. That way, investors can make a determination on how the company is doing from one period to the next. If you ever have a business someday and then want to sell it, whatever investment group or whoever's going to buy it, they're going to want to see, how is this company trending? Are they plateauing? Are they trending up, trending down, etc.? So in order to do that, you have to use consistent accounting policies, which is the consistency principle. The conservative principle, or it's also the prudence principle. My wife's grandmother said you never want to marry a woman named Prudence because she's always making her lips kissable. Prudence. See, that's what you get with the Ninja Audio. Prudence. I bet that you will never forget that, though. So the conservative principle or the prudence principle, all estimated losses should be recorded before they occur, while estimated gains should not be recorded. So if you expect a loss, you want to record it. If you estimate a gain, don't record it. You want to be conservative. Going concern principle. This assumes that a business will continue to operate indefinitely as assets are not intended to be liquidated in the near term. So that was part one of the accounting universe, accounting principles. Now we will move into the accounting standards. These are rules and guidelines set by regulatory bodies to standardize the way that financial transactions are recorded and reported. So there's two types typically. There's US GAAP and then there's IFRS, International Financial Reporting Standards. Then you have your accounting books, which are journals, ledgers, and a trial balance. Then you have your financial statements, income statement, statement of comprehensive income, balance sheet, cash flow statement, statement of changes in equity, and notes to the accounts. So let's talk about the accounting process. You have your journals, which flow to the ledger, which flow to the unadjusted trial balance, which flow to the recording of the adjusting trial balance, and then the adjusted trial balance flows to the financial statements. So in accounting, we use what's called the double entry accounting system, better known as debits and credits, and it's required for financial transactions. So there must be an equal and opposite effect in at least two different accounts. So, and the accounting equation, as you know, is assets equals liability plus equity, liabilities plus equity. So your debits must equal your credits. Now, if you want to increase or decrease an account, you may debit it or you may credit it. It depends on what the natural balance type is for the account. So An asset account has a natural debit balance. Liabilities and equity, credit balance. Income and gains, credit balance. Expenses and losses, debit balance. So if you want to increase an asset, you debit it. If you want to decrease it, credit it. If you want to increase a liability or an equity account, credit it. If you want to increase it, debit it. Which is why people sometimes struggle with the notion of a debit card. Your bank balance or your bank account, it's an asset. But if you want to decrease it, you use your debit card. It's confusing. Then you have your income and gains. So if you want to increase revenue or gains, income and gains, you credit it. If you want to decrease it, debit it. If you want to increase an expense or a loss, you debit it. If you want to decrease it, you credit it. So that's the double entry accounting system. Then there's authoritative and non-authoritative sources of GAAP. Authoritative GAAP is the accounting standards codification. Non-authoritative GAAP are your statements of financial accounting concepts, AICPA industry and audit guides, and AICPA statements of positions. So you actually might see a question on that on exam day. Well, actually, you'll probably see a question on all of this, but like that is ripe for a question. You got four of them. There's four options in a multiple choice question. So basically, only the accounting standards codification is authoritative. Everything else is non-authoritative. It's still GAAP, but it's non-authoritative GAAP. Then you have your standard setting process. So you identify the issue, add it to the agenda, discuss it. Then you engage in a research and analysis process, then public exposure, deliberation, revise the draft, issue the standard, then you integrate it into the accounting standards codification, then you implement it and have ongoing support, and then you do a post-implementation review. That's the standard setting process. Qualitative characteristics of useful financial information. So you have your fundamental qualitative characteristics, which are relevance and faithful representation. Then you have your enhancing qualitative characteristics. So under fundamental qualitative characteristics and under relevance, again, relevance and faithful representation, under relevance, you have predictive value and confirming value. Under faithful representation, you have completeness, neutrality, and freedom from error. Again, good question. I mean, that's ripe for a good question on exam day. Then under enhancing qualitative characteristics, you have comparability, verifiability, timeliness, and understandability. So those are the qualitative characteristics of useful financial information. And again, you can follow along in your Ninja notes, and because like there's a lot there, but that's just a general overview. This concludes the fundamentals of accounting and the conceptual framework.